Do hospitals make us better, or do they actually make us sick? Is recycling a creation by the government to make humans obsessed with trash? The answers to these questions you can find right here on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host for today, Rory Powers, joined by my paranormal pal, Kit Greer.
Howdy.
How you doing, Kit?
I feel like Banksy should be on this podcast at times.
The biggest ghost of them all. Why did you want Banksy on the podcast?
Because our intros are very Banksy-ish. Are hospitals making us sick instead of better?
Actually, that is pretty Banksy.
It's very on
yeah.
the nose.
Well, if you've never listened to this podcast before, this is a paranormal podcast where every week we take a new paranormal tale, a new paranormal case study, and we break it down and we investigate it and come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is the truth.
That's right.
There's only one answer here. You're not going to go out and find it, so we're going to find it for you.
That's right. Lots of people out there, you know, they try to say that the world is gray areas and that there's no such thing as black or white.
No, it's very black and white.
I mean, my God.
It's black and it's white, and I think the further we can keep those two colors, the better.
Yeah.
I think just keep, you know, keep them as far away.
I mean, it was a kind of metaphorical point, I would say.
What? Welcome to This Paranormal Life, the show where we
separate.
We make paranormal laugh great again.
Oh, Jesus.
So this week's episode is another listener request. If you have your own requests, please email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
I mean, my God, getting so many good suggestions in the emails.
I can barely keep up with them. I feel like I'm drowning in ghosts and goblins and ghouls.
I can barely... So many emails that I can barely type out "fuck yous" fast enough to every single person that emails in. So if you want a personalized hit the road text, just email us in.
Just email us in and get out. So this week's request is from Marco Lombardi, a fellow woke man.
Sounds like a liqueur.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, tall glass of Marco Lombardi.
Do you think it would be sweet? Would it be a nice drink?
It'd be like a liqueur, like a...
sort of after dinner sort of a thing.
Yeah, like a Disaronno.
Mm.
Yeah? I want a Marco Lombardi on the rocks.
On the rocks.
And I've been slamming bottles of Marco recently.
Oh, I can see that around this room.
It's
wow.
Just, family life has been a bit tough.
Really?
Marco takes the edge.
Do you think
off.
Alcohol is the answer?
There's certainly the... It's yes.
You vomit over the mic.
He's interested. Marco is interested in us investigating Robert the Cursed Doll. Why did you laugh? Excuse me?
I think I read this email and...
Then you know not to laugh, because Robert the Cursed Doll is no laughing matter.
Well, thankfully I didn't get around to researching this one personally, so this will be all new to me.
I'm so glad to hear it, because it's a crazy story.
Okay.
It's a real crazy story.
Yeah, debatable. Debatable.
So let's just dive right into this
Please.
Thing. Okay, so in 1906, there lived a family in Key West, Florida, called the Otto family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were a reasonably wealthy family. They had servants and a beautiful Victorian... They're a wealthy family. They have a borderline mansion.
Borderline slaves.
This nice Victorian home. But like many rich people, they were assholes.
Yes.
Or at least they were rumored to be assholes.
Mm.
Apparently, the Otto family were allegedly very cruel to their servants and would often mistreat them.
Wow.
So you got a rich family maybe beating their servants, aka slaves.
I mean,
it's not a good vibe.
This is Florida. They're probably feeding them to crocodiles.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be bad. So after this has been going on for a while, one servant, a bohemian woman, was sick of being mistreated.
Damn right.
And finally decided to get
That's
her
right,
revenge.
That's right, slit their throats.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, it's the doll thing. You're always going to throats.
Yeah.
Straight to throats with you. So this woman decides enough is enough. And she finally decides to get her revenge.
What?
Now, this woman, some say she was skilled in voodoo and black magic. And to get back at the family, she took a doll and cursed it.
Whoa.
filling it with hate and evil.
How does one curse a doll?
Well, some say she crafted it with human blood and hair.
Wait, what do you craft a doll out of blood?
I don't know. Like bleed on it? Like make the doll but bleed on it?
Yeah, I mean, just would probably brush your teeth too hard and kind of get a little bit of blood on it.
So she crafted it with human blood and hair. I'll leave that the details to that to your own imagination. Again, getting even weirder. Allegedly, she stuffed the doll with rags soaked in, quote-unquote, the liquid of the dead.
Whoa.
Which actually would be a cool line for Marco Lombardi if he was a drink. Liquid of the dead.
Cool.
A tall glass of Marco Lombardi.
Liquid of the dead.
I think I'll just go with the six-pack of Desperados, actually. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm very, very sure.
Special offer, 2-for-1 liquid of the dead cocktail.
I'll throw in the Smirnoff ice.
Smirnoff.
Please buy some. I really overestimated how much the public would be into Marco Lombardi. My children are starving.
Ironically, they are almost dead. This liquid of the dead, ironically, is going out of date extremely soon.
But also, so on top of all of this, she's making this doll. Just to reiterate, what do we got here? Made with human blood, real person's hair, stuffed with rags, soaked in the liquid of the dead. And they don't know that? They just take the doll? They're like handing over this like soaking blood doll.
Just put like a little Paddington Bear like coat over it. Like, it's so cute. I'm hearing in all this is that in 1906, people didn't have Monster.com or ZipRecruiter or LinkedIn that they could, you know, find qualified candidates for their jobs. And instead they ended up hiring, by all accounts, murderers.
Yes.
That had vials of liquid of the dead.
Well, to be fair, this woman, maybe she was a nice woman, but this family pushed her. They pushed her. Remember, they pushed her.
Us have a limit.
Yeah. I will make a doll for you so hard. I will doll the shit out of you.
Rory's sitting on a throne of dolls.
Oh, man. You know what? Even better. I actually have a picture of the doll.
Wow.
I printed it out right now.
Why does it have another smaller doll?
I don't know.
Okay, there's a lot to digest here, folks. So, for those listening at home, the doll is a sailor. It's a little sailor boy.
It's a sailor
doll. He has a little dog or bear. The boy doll itself,
it kind of looks like a crash test dummy.
Yeah.
You know, just like
a little bit like a mannequin. It's a bit done in.
But with its face kind of smashed in certain areas. And like a monkey.
It's disturbingly sort of featureless.
Yeah.
It's like barely got a nose or lips or anything.
It's just very kind of disturbing.
Dark, piercing eyes. I mean, not something you want to have around the house. It is a bit monkey-like.
Yeah, it is like a monkey face. I don't know what it is. But that's what we're working with here.
Cursed AF.
That's Robert the doll. Apparently, the son, Robert Eugene Otto... he's a young guy. He's an idiot. And he took to the doll immediately.
Yeah.
He fell in love with it.
I guess you don't have too many toys back then. You take what you can get.
That's it. 1906. He hasn't even got a... He probably doesn't even have a Beyblade.
I mean, he probably doesn't even have Pokemon cards.
Yeah, this kid has nothing. So yeah, he's got this cursed...
I mean, what does he have?
Doll.
A loving family? That is
Jesus, who
compared
cares?
To Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh,
swag.
What would you prefer? A girlfriend or Dragoon?
What would you prefer? Three girlfriends?
Yeah.
Or three blue-eyed white dragons?
Obviously the dragons.
I mean, my God. You can sleep with blue-eyed white dragons. You can't sleep with girls.
Girls have cooties. Dragons have blue eyes.
Beautiful blue eyes.
So as we were saying, he took to the doll immediately. And he called the doll Robert after himself. The narcissistic little prick.
Little bitch. You'd be kind of disappointed if your kid did that, right?
Why?
If you got your kid a toy or something, and it was like, I love it. I will call it
me.
You called the last three toys we got you me.
Yeah. Well, it's worth noting he actually goes by his middle name Gene.
Okay.
So they call him Gene, and he kind of calls himself Gene. So this is Robert. So one night, the parents of Gene were relaxing in their lovely home when they heard voices coming from his room. Obviously confused, they slowly made their way to his bedroom door.
Uh-huh.
And through the walls, they could hear Gene talking with Robert the doll.
Oh, no.
Now, you assume that Gene is doing both the voices. Just be like, hi, I'm Robert the doll. I'm Gene. How are you doing today?
I'm going to f***ing kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, they obviously thought that was Gene talking back. But the voice that was talking back to Gene, the voice of Robert, was so deep and guttural. They found it hard to believe it was coming from their son. Is he talking with the doll? What are your thoughts, kid? Is it possible? I mean, we know under what context this morbid creature has been delivered.
Very reminiscent of, was it the Enfield Haunting? And it was the little girl, and this was popularly...
That's very right.
This is popularly depicted in the... What movies was it? It was like... wasn't like The Conjuring or something like that.
Conjuring 2, they did the Enfield. Yeah.
Yeah. And, great movie, and the little girl is like talking, and this demon voice is coming through it. But they're kind of... And this is based on a real event, supposedly. They're trying to work out how possible is it that this is actually coming from the little girl. Because, as you say, is it too deep and guttural?
Yeah.
There's no reason for why it should, other than that it looks like a little boy. I mean, it's not like it has like vocal cords or like lungs or any of the capacity to do so. It's like, it might as well be a chair talking.
It's like I got this gift from my servant, Terry. I beat him a lot. I mean, just for context.
But he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
And he gave me this.
Whoa. I mean, it's dripping.
A couple weeks ago. That'll be the liquid of the dead.
Right.
He said it's prone to leakage.
Yeah. He called it that? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is...
His name
is me.
Your hands are burning.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. He'll do that.
I think it's on fire.
I think it's like a battery thing. He's like a Furby. If you shake him enough, he says things. Look. If you just shake him a little bit.
Wow. Lightning. Lightning is emitting out of his eyes.
I put him down there. I think I got actually a little bit of the liquid of the dead in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Marco. That's Marco Lombardi. I can taste it. Yeah, that's straight Lombardi.
You got any ice around here?
So let's move on with the story. We've already heard a little bit about what this doll is capable of. And this wouldn't be the only strange occurrence to take place. In the coming months, Gene would also frequently blame Robert the doll for a lot of accidents.
Ooh.
Lamps falling off of walls, plates being smashed, tearing in his clothes, and hiding objects around the house.
This Gene kid sounds like a little shit.
Every time his parents tried to yell at him, he would say, "Robert did it." We're on the same page here.
Yeah.
The doll's messing with shit in the house.
Yeah.
And this poor kid is having to take the blame for it.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, these parents are mad if they cannot see that.
So eventually, like all kids, Gene grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved to Paris to further pursue his career in the arts.
Okay, cool.
I can imagine this as well. After Gene leaves for Paris, Robert has weirdly stopped f***ing with the house. He's really calmed down. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? So after years of living away, Gene eventually returned to West Key with his new wife to move back into his old Victorian home.
Mm-hmm.
And despite being older now, Gene was still weirdly attached to the doll.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. In fact, it's rumored... It's rumored that he even set up a small room in the house with furniture and fittings scaled down to Robert's size.
So, Robert, I see you've been working on the house.
Yes, I have been working on the house. So many fond memories. I remember being a little lad running down these halls with Robert. Oh, the days we spent together.
Who's Robert?
Robert! Robert's my friend from home. You know what? We'll go see him. He's in this room down here. Oh. Now, bear in mind, the hallway gets a little tighter as we go down this side of the wall. Hunch your back, dear.
Oh, my Christ.
Get on your knees.
Jesus.
Now, we'll just pop in here for a sec. Here he is, Robert. He's got his hand around her neck. He's a tiny room.
He's a tiny room.
With little furniture, little bed, little chair.
Okay.
Apparently, when people entered the room, he would just be sitting there motionless, watching them.
I mean, you would hope he'd be motionless. You'd be more worried if he was
sitting there
motionful.
Doing a front flip, watching them.
He was flexing. He was punching
his
own fist.
He was sitting there jerking it, watching them. Oh my god. So neighbors at this time would claim that the sound of creepy laughter would leak from the house, and the silhouette of Robert the Doll could be seen against the windows of the house as he moved throughout the night.
Wow.
So we're beyond talking now. This doll is up, he's running about, he's laughing, he's giggling, he's sentient.
Jesus.
You know, this isn't a curse anymore. He's alive.
So I wonder, was he doing this when Eugene was away?
This is it, you know? Well, because allegedly, I believe that Gene's parents still lived in the house, but I don't know. They probably don't have great memories of Robert if the kid blamed Robert for every bad thing that happened.
Yeah, I guess.
So presumably they did put him in the attic or put him in a box.
Yeah.
So now that Gene's back and he's out of the box, he probably wants to stretch his little demon legs and
just
stir up some bad shit, you know?
Giggle, totally.
Giggle, have a good time. Now, these strange activities continued until 1974, when Gene unfortunately died.
Whoa.
I know. His wife, Anne, moved out of the house and obviously didn't take Robert with her.
I mean, obviously.
She's probably so freaking ecstatic that she can actually get away from this.
I mean, she killed Eugene at this point to get away from Robert.
Just to get rid of the doll. Although I would love it so much if, imagine, Gene is dead. They've had the funeral. And she's called into the lawyer's office with all the surrounding family. Thank you, everyone, from coming here. My name is James, solicitor. It's my duty to report the separation of Mr. Gene Otto's estate.
Yes.
To my loving cousins, Anne and Timothy, I leave you my collection of vintage cars. So you two can traverse
what?
The plains of life. Please, would you hold your tongue for a minute, Anne?
Okay,
we're on the cousins.
Okay.
To my stepbrother, Alexander, I leave to you...
Nothing.
Please, Anne.
Okay.
Please stop.
Okay,
I will get
to
you eventually. Disrespectful in these circumstances. To you, I leave my estate.
What?
Anne, please, there's something coming to you. To my beloved Anne. Love of my life.
Yes.
Jewel
yes, quite.
Of my crown.
Yes.
Heart in my body. Soul of my shoe.
Long-winded, yes.
I leave to you my most treasured
That's
item.
Right. Yes.
Robert the Doll.
The f***?
Now, Anne, please, there are more items here on the list for you. You also now are in possession of one Robert's little bed, two Robert's little chair,
it never ends,
three Robert's
ends.
Little footstool,
it never ends.
So after Anne is gone, Robert remained in the house, and the strange occurrences actually continued, even without anyone having links to him. Yeah, he would terrorize new tenants and utility workers who came to the house. People would say that they'd be looking at Robert sitting there, and then the second they'd look away and hear a noise, when they look back, he would have moved ever so slightly.
He moved from a relaxing position to flipping them off across the room.
He was basically terrorizing in a very small scale way. I mean, because that's not massive.
No.
It's not like haunting your dreams. Terrorizing everyone who lived in the house until it just became way too much and Robert was packed away by the current tenants.
Damn. I am confused as to how, like, his kryptonite is, like, a box.
Yeah, I mean, why take him out? Stop taking him out.
Yeah.
Just put him in the box.
For sure.
Because we're up to... When did I say these guys moved back to the house?
Was it 70... Oh, he died in 75.
He died in... Yeah, so, I mean, this thing isn't even... In 1974, he died.
Mm-hmm.
This thing was made in like the early 1900s. Get a new doll.
Yeah.
That's hideous. That one's horrible. Get one of those ones that you can like make, like, drink fake milk and piss everywhere, or eat berries or something.
Like a real baby?
I don't know how babies work. What are you, like, put berries in them and they just shit everywhere? Now, you'd think he's back in his box. This would be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's unstoppable.
Whoa.
Robert surfaced again. This is when a new family moved in and found the doll in the attic, stuffed away.
Oh, no.
Their 10-year-old daughter welcomed the old doll, becoming its new owner.
Kids are so stupid.
But she, too, would learn of its secret terrors. Now, allegedly, this 10-year-old daughter, there's a couple things that happened to her. So, apparently, she would scream in the night, shouting that Robert was moving. Robert's back on his bullshit. Messing with people again. You gotta stop letting him out of the box, guys. And on at least one occasion, she claims to this day that the doll tried to kill her.
Holy damn. And at no point the parents just thought, I mean, cut our losses, just throw this thing out.
But presumably, if he's trying to strangle you, is he still, though, just the strength of a doll?
Yeah.
Like, because he's, you can imagine he's got like a scary head and he comes at you in the night, but then he wraps his little cotton hands around you and it kind of tickles a little bit and you're like giggling, but like a little scared. But
I mean, really scared, but yeah, you could definitely overpower him.
So in the end, after all of this, Robert the doll was ultimately given to the East Martello Museum, where it has been on display, locked behind glass, ever since. Which
really?
Is where, that's the context of that photo.
Yeah.
At the museum.
That's why he's got like a professional photo shoot.
Yeah, he's been really, really
in what looks
up
like
there.
A kind of prison cell, I would say.
Yeah, I know, it's quite creepy.
Yes.
Now,
I like the way in this image, Robert's got like loads of articles strewn about the room as if he's a crazed detective.
I'm really glad you brought that up, Kit, because that is my next point.
Oh.
In the exhibit, as you see in these photos, and a lot of his photos, there's a bunch of what looks like letters and notes written on the walls. So when Robert is open to the public, obviously people come from all over the world to get a picture of the doll or a picture taken with the doll. But apparently, when he is on display, before taking a picture of Robert, each person must first ask for his permission. If his head tilts, that means permission has not been granted.
That's not good.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like this.
That's terrifying. Now, those letters that you see in the background,
yes,
were letters sent to the museum by people who took pictures of Robert without permission. And they contain true testimonies of the bad luck and misfortune that has followed people since they did it. Those letters, they've had to write to the museum asking for forgiveness for Robert.
Jesus.
Because they've clearly done it without his permission. Bad stuff has happened. And they're like, okay, I thought this was a joke, but I need things to go back to normal now, so I'm going to write a letter. And those are all the letters that have been written in. Apparently they get something like, along with fan mail, they've already got like 1,000 letters written in.
The impression I've got through the story you've told so far is that this is contained to the first family, Eugene's family.
Yes.
Then Eugene's wife, and then the family that later moved into the house. But then, like, this thing gets fast-tracked into a museum. So this was obviously well-known.
It must have been. Because, I mean, if you look at it, as I said, at one point, locals are saying he's running about. There's laughter. There's been multiple tenants in this house, all of which have been haunted, unless they have a box. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. It's wider than the family.
Who has a box?
I know. They're hard to come by. So basically, as soon as he hits the museum, that basically rounds off the story of Robert the Cursed Doll. But I didn't want to end it there, and I wanted to do a little bit more research into some other cursed dolls to see if maybe this wasn't a one-off. Maybe there's some other ones out there. These are some cases that I found from Wikipedia, but I checked the citation, and it's all legit. The first up was the one I found was a voodoo zombie doll.
Okay. Seems to be a lot of voodoo.
Now, this doll was originally made in New Orleans and sold through eBay.
The spookiest of all platforms.
to a woman in Texas in 2004. Now, the original eBay seller's advertisement stated that the doll was very active and almost alive. Sound like someone we know?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
The doll arrived in a metal box.
Jesus Christ.
And included a list of rules to follow while owning it. Mainly, to not remove it from the box.
She should have known it was coming in a metal box and the eBay shipping was $600.
This woman removed the doll from the box.
Wow.
removing it from the silver casing. Now, after this, the woman claimed that the doll repeatedly attacked her.
Jesus Christ. In what way? Like battery?
I don't know.
Can you imagine your surprise? You just bought like a nice little thing off eBay. Imagine buying anything off eBay and you just open, just casually unwrap the little packaging, and before you know it, you're just getting pounded in the face.
Yeah. I once accidentally won a box of Furbies in an eBay bid.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the closest I've ever been, I think. I didn't think I would win it, and then I just, no one outbid me, and the box of Furbies showed up on my doorstep. And like, even when it was delivered, like, you slam it down on the desk and it's like, "Meow, yum, we eat, bad." And it's like, I should not open the box.
I had a fairly disturbing interaction with a Furby around that time as well.
I remember this.
That someone was like, someone's messing around with my Furby and like playing with him, and then like accidentally dropped my Furby on his head, and he picked it up and its eyes were just like rolling around kind of in its head and just being like,
"Blood, what is love?"
It was extremely disturbing. I literally had to put it under a pillow because it wouldn't shut up. I was just like, I'll deal with this brain damaged Furby later.
AKA
take
bring
him
her
out
to the
back.
Yard
tie it in a bag and throw it in the river.
So the woman claims the doll, it was abused her, it haunted her dreams.
Wow.
Attacked her repeatedly. She even went as far as to relist the doll on eBay many times. However,
put it in the bin. However, oh my god.
Wait, this. However, each time she managed to sell the doll, the new buyer would receive an empty box on their doorstep. Meanwhile, the doll would keep reappearing in her house. Like it never shipped.
Oh no, it's too much. It's too much.
Also, that sucks because her eBay feedback is going to be slammed. People being like,
"Dude, that's the worst
I
bit of
was
all.
Not delivered.
I mean, armed battery aside, the eBay feedback dip is the worst bit.
That's got to be the worst bit. That stuff sticks with you, you know?
Jesus. Like,
many years later, she was finally able to pass it off to a ghost hunter, to a fellow paranormal investigator who owns it to this day. And I think is still trying to like find out the secret to it, which is pretty cool. I mean, it was something that I thought we should look into, like buying a cursed doll or something.
Is that box in the corner? That's not...
What, this one? Yeah.
Oh my
God. I won't open it.
Yeah.
I'll just set it here so that...
Oh, God!
It's out! Step on it!
Oh, my God, he's got a knife.
Tuck your socks into your trousers.
Why do you have knives?
He's nippy. He's a nippy one.
He's dripping juice everywhere.
The next one that I looked at was a haunted doll called Mandy.
Okay.
This one's a little bit more simpler. So Mandy was made between 1910 and 1920. We're not quite sure. Mandy was a porcelain doll. So that's already a bit different.
That's already creepier, yeah.
And was owned for many years by a woman who claimed that she would hear the doll crying from the basement she was kept in. That's not good. Smash it.
Yeah.
Because you can smash a porcelain doll. That's an easy way to get rid of it.
You have to be pretty cool, though. If a little porcelain doll's crying and you just smash its face off a sink.
Good night.
Now for an ice cold glass of Lombardi.
That's, you know how like these really pretentious liquors have these like adverts that don't make any sense? This is the advert for Lombardi. It's like a porcelain doll and someone just hits it with a hammer and it's like, "Lombardi. Liquid of the dead."
Sales are through the floor. You just keep cranking out the advertising.
You're like, "I honestly thought people would connect with this advert. I don't know why this isn't flying off the shelves." If we do like a live podcast or something,
yes,
we should make Marco Lombardi cocktails.
Oh my
god, that would be great!
Hell,
like serve that throughout,
dude,
the night,
and they're
and
just
smash dolls on
kind
stage,
kind of stinky and dead looking.
Yeah.
I like it, but super strong.
Yeah. So Mandy did a lot of creepy stuff.
Okay.
She was eventually donated to a museum, but at the museum, Mandy continued to cause mischief for the employees.
What are these museums? Have you ever been to a museum with a cursed doll?
Well, I mean, we both went to the British Museum.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's
artifacts from longer ago than just the 1900s,
yeah.
mostly. But I don't know, maybe there's some like crazy cursed African artifacts in
That's
there.
True, and they are collections. All in boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Big keeping that ship boxes. Under wraps.
Mandy would cause a bunch of shit. She would be displayed with other dolls, but she had to be moved because she would knock the other dolls over. So she had to get her own case. Just like weird stuff. Visitors yeah. to the museum would say that her eyes would blink or follow you wherever you walked. So obviously my next step is, you know, we got people, it doesn't seem like these dolls are hard to get, to yeah. come by. So I did a little research myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't make any purchases.
Yeah.
But I went on eBay and I went on Amazon and I did some hunting for some cursed dolls.
Wow.
You can buy these things, people. You can, people selling cursed dolls. The most popular ones are the voodoo dolls that
okay,
we talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's some you put pins in and they hurt people, mm. or some you put in like the money pin and you get like good stuff.
The money pin?
Yeah, or I mean, a lot of it was very weird. But I thought, what a better way to get an idea of whether these dolls actually work or not than to read some reviews, get some comments.
Oh,
here.
Cool.
So I picked out a couple of my favorite ones. This was a comment from Amazon, 5 stars. I ordered 3 of these. 1 for me, 2 for a neighbor who needs to hex a few people. They're quite colorful and each is a little different. I'm feeling fairly fortunate as there is no one in my current life that needs to be hexed, but I'm ready. So this person doesn't even need the doll, but he wants it.
That's terrifying.
On call.
So like, just think about that. Next time you're driving a car and you're about to like pull out in someone, they might have boxes of cursed dolls
with your face
waiting
on
at
it.
Home.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Ready to stab it. Bill Herman, again, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
His review was titled, Dangerous.
Whoa.
Comments being, it's unbelievably authentic, but please be careful. The black magic is real. So a word from Bill there, who has obviously tried the product, believes in the occult, and just a word of warning in case you do pick
How
up this
many
item.
Amazon reviews have a subject line dangerous followed by 5 stars?
Like, just like a pack reserved. Of steak knives.
Yeah.
5 stars, but dangerous, watch out, the knives are sharp.
The magic is real.
iNemesis 65, 5 stars. I hexed my neighbor just to see if it would work. So far he lost his job, wife and kids. I mean,
so far, like, what else can happen?
You're a dick, iNemesis. You hexed him to see if it would work.
I guess, what did you expect with a username like that?
Deb Centers, again, 5 stars. Uh-huh. The best thing to help you get through a nasty divorce.
Jesus.
With 3 exclamation points.
Whoa.
Charlene, another great review. And she said, so this is why I like Charlene. She bought one of the dolls you can use for multiple purposes. And she bought it and used it for love. The love Ooh. Charms and love luck. She said, it really did work. I did mines for love. And me and my boyfriend are now more in love than ever.
Oh, that's cute.
So I want to show a bit of the other side to it, which is, you know, it's not all about bad.
So if you buy a frying pan
right.
on Amazon, there is like a set of criteria to which you would judge it and rate it, give it a star rating.
Exactly.
So it's like, is it a good frying pan? Does it do the job? Does it cook the food? Is it long lasting, durable, quality?
Yeah.
What are the criteria by which you give a cursed doll a 5-star review? Is it the build quality? Is it the quality of hex?
I mean the build quality's got to be at least 2 of those stars, right?
Yeah.
Is it big enough? Is it soft enough that you can put the needles in
but
it?
But for what?
I don't know. I don't.
I guess. Like, yeah, I guess if you put a needle in it, you want the needle to stay in.
Yeah.
You don't want the needle to just fall right out again and, like, fall in you and suddenly you have a terminal illness or something.
I don't. It seemed like a mix of people buying it for novelty purposes and obviously rating it 5 stars because it is accomplishing that goal.
Of
and a couple
purpose.
Not good stars because people genuinely want to cause pain and suffering.
Right.
I saw one person give it a 0-star review and said, I put pins in its eyes and no one felt anything. 1 star.
And it's like, why
worked
you
on
want
me.
That to happen? It's crazy.
That's dark. So how much does a cursed doll run you these days?
Cursed doll is actually very affordable.
Yeah.
So these, the ones on Amazon are much more of the voodoo type. Once you get on eBay, .com and .co.uk, you're looking at dolls that are specifically cursed. So if you want to...
because they're vintage.
Vintage cursed dolls, if you want to experience this paranormal activities. Maybe we'll get one down the line. I don't really want to do that because I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
But maybe if we want to shoot that Lombardi drink ad, we might have to buy a cursed porcelain doll.
I'm thinking business idea. And anyone out there in the listenership, feel free to just run with
invest.
This one, because Lord knows I'm not going to remember it. We buy in dolls, buy the bucket load, and we start cursing these bad boys, 10 a penny,
right,
and then flipping them for four times as much.
Okay, and what amount of loan are you looking for this project, Mr.
$5 million.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, it's a bargain.
What would these funds be for? You have $5 million.
To
what
buy Lombardi curse fluid.
I love that. It's like, and what would you be spending the money on? Well, shit. I didn't know there would be follow-up questions.
I didn't actually think I'd get this far.
I reckon $2 million on the curses. Five on the doll. That's $7 million. What did we say we were going to get? You're so drunk on Lombardi.
My teeth are bright black at this point.
You're a doll?
I'm in a sailor uniform.
Why are you covered in pins? Acupuncture calms the nerves
before a big pitch. Jesus Christ, aren't you supposed to take the pins out? What? Bleeding from every orifice.
Oh, just liquid of the dead seeping from every pinhole. Good God. All right. Let's get back on track here.
Please.
I've given you a couple cases. I've gone as far to say if you want one, you can buy your own cursed doll.
I mean, that's a first for this podcast.
I know. You can't buy your own Bigfoot. You can't buy your own alien.
That's right. You can experience this one head on.
Exactly. So, in terms of a conclusion, where's your head at, kid? Let's talk this one out.
Well, it's definitely...
real.
Excuse you. It's definitely surprising to me that it ever became taken so seriously as to be in a museum and everything. You know, and obviously with multiple dolls, this is obviously a common enough thing.
It's a popular thing.
And there's definitely a sort of anthropological history, cultural history with these dolls, you know, across the voodoo traditions in the Caribbean, Creole traditions. That's all very interesting. Some of the bits don't really add up, I would say. The kind of box thing is weird.
It's like, you remember that Simpsons Halloween episode where all of the mascots for all the companies start coming to life and wrecking the city?
Oh, yeah.
And the way to stop it is just don't look at them. And all just like kind of perish and die out.
I forgot about that one.
That's basically what this is with Robert. It wasn't, he didn't start kicking off and wrecking stuff again until Gene came back from Paris and gave him his own room.
Yeah.
You give him his own room, he's going to be throwing pipe bombs down the street. He's going to be kicking off.
That's true. I mean, this is like, you know, like with pop stars and like kid celebrities. Like, you take a Justin Bieber. It's like, you give a kid that much fame, no wonder he's driving Lamborghinis into the lampposts and snorting cocaine.
You gotta put him in a box and bury him.
You can't give him that kind of attention.
It's crazy.
Same with Roberto over here. These stories don't really happen anymore, do they?
No.
Not as much. It's like, these kind of stories are relegated to like a simpler time when, like, maybe people with more active imaginations, but I feel like kids these days are too plugged into, like, Angry Birds to notice, like, their toys haunting them.
Quite mature as well, to be like, even if you think you saw it moving, you'd be like, oh, no, that's bullshit, because it's not real. And then you go back to Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of it? You were the researcher tonight.
Yeah, I was a researcher, and it took me to some weird places. Yeah. I saw a lot of weird things.
I mean, we talked about curses before.
Yes.
I find that interesting.
Yes.
You know? Let's not forget the heritage of this doll.
Yes.
The creation with magic and hate and the blood liquid and all that stuff.
That's true.
In terms of the doll being sentient and talking and walking about, I think in this case, I'm going to have to say it's not real.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it's interesting. I think we got more dolls to look at. And if anyone goes out there and purchases either a voodoo doll, please don't use the doll on me. Please don't use it. I just can't deal with that. I feel like every day people are using dolls on me already, you know? I don't need that shit in my life.
I feel cursed enough. I was born cursed.
But if you want to buy one of those ones that curses you, or one of the creepy ones from eBay, please let us know. Send us pictures. How has it wrecked your life?
That's right.
I want to hear about it.
I think I'm going to have to come down on a no to...
It's a double
no. I think
that's
where we're coming down tonight.
We knew it was a bit far-fetched, but we like investigating these ones anyway. It's an entertaining story. We had a lot of fun with it.
That's right.
And if you have your own paranormal tale or a story that you want to see us investigate, again, please email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. I think that mostly wraps it up. One thing I want to talk about before we go, not relating to the porcelain doll, but right before we started this podcast, Kit looked me in the eyes and told me that he had a nightmare the other day about the black-eyed kids, which is amazing.
I told you not to bring this up, dude. Not cool.
I have to hear about this because this is why I find weird. I mean, you didn't even research that one. Like,
no.
I spent hours reading about these kids. And now they're in your dreams,
yeah.
Messing with you?
Yeah.
I mean please.
I think I'm right in saying that I was quite disparaging of that on the podcast too. I think I kind of shut it down.
Did I say they were real? I should really keep track of what I'm saying is real.
Yeah, it's not great integrity our behalf, is it? Yeah. So I have this dream that I hear a knocking at my door. Shit, they're here. PTSD.
It was real.
I'm rolling around the floor. I hear a knocking at my door, and it's very late at night, and I go downstairs, and I kind of... I don't have, like, one of those little peepholes, so I just kind of... You know the way, like, your door can go on the latch?
Oh, yeah,
I open it, like, enough to look through, and it's pitch black outside, not even lit by the moonlight, and I can just see the shadowy outline of a black-eyed kid.
God.
And they're just going... Like, I need help. Like, please just let me in. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they're just whispering it. They're just like, I need help. Just like, let me in. I need to come
Jesus
in.
Jesus Christ.
And then I can't really hear because they're so quiet. So I'm kind of going closer and closer, like trying to hear like what specifically, like what's wrong with you? Do I really need to help you right now?
Yeah.
Like, and like, as I get closer, they get quieter and quieter. I'm leaning in closer to this tiny gap in the door, just with my eye trying to look through, and they're going, please let me in, let me in. I need help. And then I feel a cold blade right
Jesus
against
Christ.
My forehead. And they're like cackling, like, ha, ha, and they've got like a little knife against my face. I'm like, holy f-. And I think they're like holding on to me because I feel stuck beside the door, but this like knife is right beside my eye. And then I like fall back, and the door like flies off the latch. And
Jesus
then
Christ. This was a, you had this dream.
Yes. And this black, shadowy little kid, he's like a proper little like Peter Pan, like the shadow child.
Oh,
he doesn't
God.
Have any form. He just busts through the door and runs off down the corridor into my house. I'm stuck inside my house with a little black-eyed kid that has a knife.
Oh God.
And I wake up.
You woke up then with a knife mark on my forehead.
Christ.
That's creepy. That is really
creepy.
Yeah,
it is creepy. So I actually did throw this out in the Twitter at this para life.
Oh yeah, check out the Twitter account and the Facebook page as well.
And I threw up that story to see what people were saying, and we actually got a lot of, turns out our listeners have been having a lot of nightmares, guys. maybe want to stop listening. I don't know. Want to cool off for a few weeks. But I did have one sentiment, and if you check the replies you can read this for yourself, but this was one listener, and they were saying that they had actually weirdly had quite a similar real life interaction recently of having like an unknown caller at their door very late at night, And it was actually pretty cool because it turns out like they're a black belt and they had like a katana and I think the boyfriend had a gun. So they're actually way better at handling insane. This situation than I was. There's definitely something weird there about like the kind of similar like date overlapping of me having this weird dream and them having that interaction.
That is weird.
Kind of weird.
And as we said with the BE case, Black Eyed Kids, there's a paranormal aspect to them. They have some correlation with the Men in Black, which we will cover in a later podcast. But it's interesting. It's spooky. As I said, again, I will reiterate, if you have your own crazy paranormal tale have anyone you want us to investigate, email us in thispararnormallifepodcast@gmail.com. I think that about wraps us up for this week.
And remember, when you want to send an email, remember to pour an ice cold glass of Lombardi, liquid of the dead. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace, the only website where you can make promo for Lombardi, the greatest drink. Use promo code Lombardi.
Squarespace execs are flipping out in their boardroom. Why would anyone want to promote Lombardi? Oh my god.
We just shut down his site. You go visit it, it's just a 404 every page. Lombardi.com 404. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday at a similar time to bring you a brand new paranormal tale.
Ooh. Until then, boo.
Investigate.
Hashtag investigate.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.